fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 27th of January. The prepper tip of the day, well, we may talk about this a bit. A doctor in the U.S. Congress, he was at present at the meeting with the U.S. Senator talking about COVID and the COVID vaccinations. Out in the rotunda, he made a short video, and here's what he said. Listen carefully. More people will die in calendar year 2022 than any year in human history. I believe it to be a true statement, and I think people need to incorporate that into their very being. We do have patiently waiting in the green room our friend Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz, I like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire, and he has quite a few websites, actually a lot of websites, but we give out 4 of them. It's a good starting point, and here they are: judicialcorruptionnews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you again.
Good to have you with us. You need to get closer to your microphone, sir, please.
All right.
That's much better. Each week, and we've been saying this, you and I, for a long time, each successive week seems to be somehow more bizarre than the one before, if that's even possible, but it is. What we're seeing is, according to the medical doctor in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol, we're at the beginning of the most people dying in one calendar year than has ever happened in recorded history. Your response, sir?
Well, that's consistent with what we've been saying and talking about for the last 2 years. The sad reality is that the censorship of the nanobioelectronics and the toxicity of the hydrogel in the vaccination itself that everybody in mainstream media has been censoring, and it also censoring the AIDS genetics that have been incorporated, mutated, hybridized into the spike protein antigen, which is the gain of function. It is the gain of function. It is what Fauci financed through NIH and NIAID. And all this censorship. Think about that. Why would they be censoring this? And even Fox News, that's been hammering Dr. Fauci. And, you know, I want to get back later. Maybe we'll have an opportunity to discuss the disgusting display on The Five yesterday on Fox with Geraldo Rivera. I've got to share some extremely important facts about that session yesterday. But again, you have Geraldo Rivera acting as an agent for the deep state, covering up the simplest matters of fact regarding the criminal psychopathology of these devil doers that have been censoring, and they're complicit in doing so, because you have organized crime and racketeering enterprise that have been advancing this COVID coup and the whole global reset. And the fact that Fauci's been playing into this and actually being an agent for it is despicable, and that it's going to end up, and it is already unfolding, that people who have been seduced into getting this vaccination, and particularly the mRNA vaccines by Pfizer and Moderna, which are military, they're military bioweapons, and that the censorship strongly supports that statement. So I'm in agreement. I believe that people will die, not necessarily within months. I've said that in the past shows. But certainly when you look at all of the vaccine injuries and the video that I just posted last week, and thank you so much, John, for posting it on Republic Broadcasting Network, the video that's called Vaxxed Zombies, goes into the fact that this is what, when you get vaccinated, what happens is your whole immune system goes haywire. It's whacked because you're injecting foreign antigens, in this case, AIDS virus-laced spike proteins with nanobioelectronic particles in the hydrogels and the graphene oxide metallics. All of this goes into the human body and it forms what's called antigenic complexes. And again, this is what's being censored. So, you know, you look at what's being censored as Judge Brandeis said, that it's evidence most persuasive. When you plead the fifth in a criminal proceeding, you plead the fifth, you say, I'm not going to do that because, you know, it may incriminate me, which I understand Alex Jones just did the other day.
100 times he did.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, this is indicative of factual matter that's being suppressed, covered up. And as Judge Brandeis said in a Supreme Court case against the treason, a fellow who had been accused and was under prosecution for committing the elimination of the United States government. It was a conspiracy, a plot case. And that he said that evidence most persuasive when you plead the fifth, that's very, very important. And that's what we're looking at. We're looking at mainstream media and the officials covering up the most important details. Members of Congress, Jim Jordan, whose agents have contacted me, I've fed them. In fact, what Jim Jordan is doing right now, and Rand Paul, what they're doing right now, largely, if not virtually entirely, comes from my work that I've been exposing. It was on February 7th, 2020. That's a very early. I contacted the White House when President Trump's administration had been requesting information from the National Institutes of Health with regard to the origin, a hot topic today, 2 years later. I contacted them right away. I said, you have the AIDS virus genes spliced into the spike protein on this hideous bioweapon. And it's not necessarily just from Wuhan. You're looking at the multinational corporations engaged in their great global reset activities to destroy all nation states and discourage people and put people under pressure to accept what's coming down the road. At that point, I didn't even know about the transhumanist activities. I just was looking at the virology and the epidemiology. I wasn't looking at the nanobioelectronics and that technology. I wasn't looking at that. But I warned the White House and I warned the Trump administration that this was what was unfolding. In fact, I told President Trump, in a mail that went out to a lot of people that you are under attack, and that if you don't actually release the military, the coup that's taking over using this bioweaponry is going to hideously damage you and the people. So that was, again, neglected. Unfortunately, I've been very accurate in my prophecies and very accurate in my analysis, but again, it's very frustrating to see what is unfolding and not be able to do anything about it and be censored.
Doctor, that's some excellent analysis. Let's take our first caller here. We got LaDonna in Pennsylvania. Good morning, LaDonna.
Hey, guys, I haven't called in for a while. We actually got the COVID. My husband and I both got the COVID. My whole family got it. All of us are unvaccinated, praise God. I feel like the weight of the world, I know everybody can't speak like this, I know that, and I'm blessed, but the weight of the world has been lifted off my shoulders now that I've had this, I've had this COVID or whatever you want to call it. So it was very mild, so we figure we must have got that new strain that's out. We had it over Christmas. My husband is a cancer survivor. He has long-term effects of Lyme disease. He's got hemochromatosis, if you know what that is. It's a blood disorder. He's got all kinds of things wrong with him. And he came out of this fine. I gave him all kinds of NAC and cortisone. We've been taking that for a long time, but doubled up. We took, I had some steroids. I gave him the steroids. I didn't take the steroids. And just hung out and did a lot of praying and made a joke and told all my cousins and my sibs that took the clot shot, that told me I was going to die. I said, put the song list away, put the blue dress away, cancel the funeral. I ain't dead yet. You know what I'm saying?
Good for you.
I mean, these people, they all thought we were going to die because we're old. And let me tell you this. This might help some people. I am not the healthiest person around, self-inflicted-wise. I drank like a fish. I mean, I had many years of sobriety, but when I wasn't sober, I drank more than a fifth a day and a bottle of wine. And this went on for years, on and off. So I had some internal organ damage. It's been 6-7 years since I had a drink. I was also a pack a day smoker up till the point that when I got the vid. Once I got the vid, I did quit. You know, it's been almost a month now that I quit smoking. But I'm not the healthiest person around, you know, because everyone, I got to get the shot because, you know, I have a weakened immune system, or I. But I'll tell you what, I've never heard this mentioned on your show, but one of the things that I do that really help, I believe this sincerely, because I've been using it for a while, is medical marijuana in the tincture form. And it really helps. And there's studies that show that cannabis does help in preventing and the COVID. Have you heard anything about that, doctor?
Oh, yes. Oh, indeed. I could tell you a lot about that. I actually, way back in 1978, I published the front page article, the featured article of the Journal of the American Dental Association, because I published a scientific report on the effects of marijuana smoking on the cardiovascular and respiratory systems of dental patients in regard to giving a national warning that if doctors, surgeons, oral surgeons injected people with 1 to 50,000 epinephrine, which for pain reduction, anesthesia, what would happen is that it would cross-react with the THC and potentially kill the patient. So I'm very, very familiar with marijuana's potentially negative, but also very, very, like you're saying, very positive. You know, it's a double-edged sword. Amount of physiological neurochemical changes associated with THC have to be balanced with proper usage, in my opinion. And I think that's consistent with good medical practice to do that. I think it's interesting. A couple things that you mentioned are extremely important, I think, too. One is where you mentioned about smoking and alcohol consumption. And of course, we know that that's the alcohol is very detrimental to the liver, which is your detoxification organ. So what any toxicity that you're taking in, which includes the nicotine or the cigarettes, which are poisonous, and it's got all sorts of chemicals in it. So your ability to detox, I think your story is great. It indicates, again, people with medical complications and factors that are reducing immunity are actually still capable of defeating a COVID infection. And again, that puts into perspective the lunacy, insanity of mandating vaccinations for virtually everybody, including young children. But the other aspect I wanted to mention is that the lifestyle risks, as long as we keep our lifestyle risks at minimum. So what are the lifestyle risks? Well, you mentioned two of them. They are, in fact, here's a big one, caffeine. A lot of coffee drinkers out there, caffeine, nicotine, sugar, refined carbohydrates, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, all drugs, as well as a lot of red meat. Now, the acidification that takes place because of those lifestyle risks, all of those lifestyle risks are body acidifiers. What does that mean? Well, it adds acid. They're all acidifying. And that, what does acid do? It depletes alkalinity. And what does that do? It reduces the energy in your body. It virtually turns your Holy Spirit-filled temple, which is being energized by electronics, it turns your body, those lifestyle risks do, into a burning hell, literally acidifying. And so the whole concept of medicine is actually a fraud. The entire field of medicine that's based on drugs and the effects of poisonings to hopefully overcome a disease is subordinate to energetics and bioenergetics and energy medicine. And it's also akin to spirituality and Christian Science of believing in prayer and the Holy Spirit, because when you do that, you're actually bringing in that energy. Spirit is energy. Energy is always electrons. What are electrons? Negatively charged, alkalizing electrons. That is what is empowering us to stay alive. So you apparently have enough of that. And the THC that you're taking and benefiting from may have an impact on that in positive ways. The other thing that I think that you mentioned that I think is a challenge, I wouldn't celebrate so much yet, because not only what John had mentioned about massive amounts of people dying from virtually being deceived, but the issue is that it's not over from my perspective, from my opinion, because the global industrialists are so invested now in depopulation and transhumanism. And that's what transhumanism is, the integration of these bioelectronics into the human being and the corruption of the DNA and the use of the DNA in order to administer the spiritual suppression of civilization, in order to administer the complete fascist state for taking over basically the entire planet. That's the big objective. And a lot of people say, well, that's foolish conspiracy nonsense. But you know what? I've been right every single time for the last quarter century. I've been screaming this, basically the fundamental problems.
We have a break. LaDonna, thank you for your call. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Have Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. So if you buy two pieces, you get two discounts. Three, you get three at my website to protect your car, your truck, your generator, your solar panel controls. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Four websites, listen carefully. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello, Dr. Horowitz. Have I already asked you this question? Mike Adams is running an article in his on his website that says that, and he also got a podcast that says that Omicron, or there's a rumor or something going around that Omicron was created by white hats at DARPA to act as a sort of a fire block against the other form, the other variants of COVID, and what they're doing is they're trying to make it unnecessary to vaccinate because it provides immunity. If you recover from it, it provides resistance or immunity to the other variants as well. Have you heard of this?
Well, I don't trust Mike Adams. I know Mike Adams personally. He breached an oral commitment, a verbal contract with me. I've caught him a number of times actually taking my material and basically claiming that it's his own and it was based on fraud. I'm talking about the Elemonic scam that Mike Adams conducted. I conclude, it's my opinion, that Mike Adams is controlled opposition. And what you're raising here, in my opinion, is consistent with the Hegelian dialectic to mix everything up, to confuse everything and divert everybody from the biggest, most important facts. Biggest, most important facts, as the last caller we were just talking about, is the global genocide that's unfolding and the global reset and what's taking place within our bodies when we get vaccinated with these nanobioelectronics and the transhumanist movement that Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum and Fauci's group are suppressing. The AIDS virus gene links to the spike protein bioweapon. I don't believe that there are white hats in control at that level. I don't believe that. It doesn't make sense to me, because if that there had been so, basically we would have a complete different situation right now. They wouldn't have permitted this. I was explaining that the global industrialists, the criminal psychopaths, and the demonically possessed are so in control now, and they're so invested in bringing on their new world order in this manner, that the likelihood that you've got white hats, or virtually that you're going to stop at this point, what John opened the show with, the concept that there's going to be mass die-off, and that's consistent with the Bible. So that the likelihood that there's white hats that are going to save us via Omicron is far-fetched to me, and I don't believe it's a source. And I think that it's also important to realize that the investments are consistent with what I've witnessed time and time again. An organized crime of bioterrorism, which we're witnessing, we see a pattern in practice. There's a pattern in practice that we saw 25 years ago when I wrote the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola. We saw it with Ebola. And that brings us to the current news. There was in Pennsylvania, and I believe it was en route, there's a likelihood that the truck that contained monkeys and chimpanzees that were all slaughtered this past week, there's a high probability that this kind of event will cause, enable an excuse that, oh, we have a new form of Omicron or COVID-19, a new mutant that has somehow merged with something else, such as H5N1. Because I believe when you take a truckload of chimpanzees and monkeys and you're shipping them, where are they going? They're going to vaccination labs from bioweapons labs. That's what that was. And so the news has not substantially, significantly covered the story. The underlining story is that the grave risk, as I've been saying for 25 years, the greatest risk to civilization is in this bioweaponry ongoing in the lab.
Hold on, doctor. Got a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, I do private consultations. I really enjoy helping people gain the clarity, get the focus, get the information they need to make major decisions. Details at my website. Yes, we're caught up on energy cleaner backorders, finally. We've got a few more to get out the door, but getting real close. And the new Micro Plush throws, they're cozy, they're warm, they're washable, only $75, shipping included. You can use them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. They're beautiful. You'll really love those. Available at my website at thelibertyman.com or my toll-free R line, 800-592-9543. This is the last time I'll give out Dr. Horowitz's websites this show, and here they are: judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. John from Texas, are you still with us, sir?
Yes.
Do you have a further comment or question before I move on?
Yes, it has concerned the Learned Elders of Zion document. What is the Zion being referred to in the might be being referred to in the protocols? Is it really Mount Zion, or is it some other kind, or is it some other Zion? Could it possibly be the Priory of Zion, or perhaps it might be referring to the environs of an area in the French-speaking part of Western Switzerland, because in the original document, the raw document, the sign is spelled S-I-O-N, and that is the French spelling of sign. Also, there seems to be other kinds of at least some film documentary that seems to be in the same spirit of the protocols would be something like Alternative 3. Have you heard of that?
All right. Great question. John, should I go ahead and answer?
Let's do that. John, thank you for your call. We'll go ahead and have a doctor answer this.
Well, it's an extremely important question because essentially the protocols of the Elders of Sion lays out, despite it being manipulated to become the most anti-Semitic document in the world, it lays out a protocol plan for taking over the world and one world government. And that it's extremely important reading, particularly chapter 10, verse 19, that says expressly that they're going to be injecting people virtually via vaccinations with toxins that are going to facilitate their global takeover. That document, I've been saying again for a quarter century, is essential reading, and one should not be put off for reading it because it has been manipulated to become anti-Semitic. The question of whether Zion, what is Zion? It's actually completely part of this demonic imposition, where you have Zion's literal meaning means where the lion lies down with the lamb, where you have peace on earth. So that's where the protocols of the Elders of Zion, where they flip it. And you see the satanic flipping, whereby now you've got criminal psychopaths saying, well, they're controlling the currency, the money, and that the power, and that they're advancing globalization under this guise that, well, we can't allow humanity to continue on its path because they're just stupid people. As you read in the protocols, they basically are condemning civilization because they're considered inferior. So the protocols itself, in my opinion, sources from this demonic orientation towards civilization and this fascist criminal psychopathic concept that powers that be have the right and power to create their Zion, their peace on earth. The supplemental document, and I have not heard of the document that you mentioned, but the supplemental document that would give everyone a full understanding of what's unfolding is the report from Iron Mountain that was published by Dial Press. Dial word means deity, by the Deity Press. And that laid out the objectives for the New World Order, whereby standard militarization and the global economies have been maintained for centuries, if not millennia, by war. And that the wars, as a substitute for military operations today, include the war against drugs. Ha ha, what a joke that is. The war against crime, you see what's taking place. The war against cancer, outrageous fraud. You see the war against environmental pollution, you know, the whole Green New Deal, total fraud. All of it is corrupted by this criminal psychopathic orientation that's well articulated in the document that is called the Report from Iron Mountain, which was a think tank assembled to determine what, if any, substitute for military economy might there be. And so, for example, the extraterrestrial menace, where you see all these films and you see the headline news promoting what the government has been suppressing. Yeah, sure, this government has been suppressing the type of technologies that Tesla had, and obviously the energetics and the free energy concepts, that's inconsistent with manipulating society and the utility companies making money off of our use of energy. This is unnecessary. It's been imposed upon us by this suppression of Tesla technologies. Likewise, the extraterrestrial menaces, the types of UFOs that you see when you, for example, go with Ed Dames and you start to look at through goggles and night vision and telescope that has night vision, you see squadrons of these UFOs. And you certainly now have to consider spiritual warfare, because there is a lot of metaphysical issues that we're dealing with when we're dealing with the energy realms. But the fact of the matter is, it is part of an agenda. It's a psychological operation or a psyops to get people to believe that they have common threats menacing us as a civilization that we have to come together to solve, such as aliens and alien invasions, such as environmental pollution. All of this was contrived. And again, you can go back and read those two books. That'll give you a complete picture of what is actually unfolding right now geopolitically and economically.
Okay, well said, Doctor. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I wanted to back up what Dr. Horowitz was saying. The next thing they're going to have, or pretty soon, will be the monkey virus. Don't ask me how I know, but just wait and see. You can look it up. Something else I wanted to say, too. Oh, God, I forgot what it was. Oh, something has concerned me lately that I don't know if y'all know about. And I just go ahead and send it to the people who don't want to hear anything negative, and I say just pray. Because what is happening is the Satanists, I mean, it's never been a real religion, you know. That's just a proof that there is a God when there's somebody worships a devil. That's crazy. So anyway, what they've done is they're picking out schools that have Bible clubs, and they're attacking those schools and telling them that you actually have to have, you are going to have to admit a Satanist club if you're going to have a Bible club. And they do it on purpose to get rid of the Bible clubs, schools that have Bible clubs. And I'm thinking, Jay Sekulow to the rescue. You know who Jay Sekulow is?
Of course. I know Jay.
You can't have a Bible club and defend them, because he's very good. He defended Jews for Jesus in the Chicago airport before the Supreme Court, and he knows how to do all that. And usually all anybody has to do is call him, and he writes them a letter, and the school gives up, really. But I wanted to tell you that, because that's the whole gist of the whole matter. The devil's come to kill, steal, and destroy, and that's exactly what he's trying to do. We have to step back and let him do it. That's all I can say. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Pat, thank you for your call. Any follow-up there, Doctor?
Just a comment on the monkey viruses. I'm in agreement. That's, if you look at what they started to cover up, was the simian immunodeficiency virus from the chimpanzee. The essence of what makes the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola such a big bestseller is that the fact that it is got the government contracts in there, and the suppression of information that Fauci and Robert Gallo, his counterpart in virology, that they work very closely together to suppress the lab origin of HIV and the vaccine transmission of HIV, AIDS, from initially the monkeys that were shipped. They were being shipped, 500 monkeys sourced Ebola initially, but with HIV, AIDS, the shipment went from Litton Bionetics, which was a medical biological weapon organization, a subsidiary of Litton Industries. They shipped the monkeys that were contaminated with SIV to the vaccine labs, for particularly Merck's labs, which was largely in Pennsylvania, New York and Pennsylvania, which troubles me that this particular shipment of monkeys that was just basically slaughtered because of the truck accident, that this is part of that picture, and that the AIDS virus itself, suppressed as it has been, the hepatitis B vaccine that was produced by Merck in those chimpanzees back in the late 60s, early 1970s, between 1972 and 74 is when they administered the vaccine to the gay men in New York City and the blacks in Central Africa and the Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children. I mentioned initially Geraldo Rivera being controlled opposition. He's obviously a deep state plant. He's been suppressing the Willowbrook State School experiments on the AIDS virus back in 72, 73, 74, where they were injecting the Willowbrook children like the gay men. They were part of the study group for the AIDS virus to see what the AIDS virus was going to do. And they used the hepatitis B vaccine and the claim that people in these groups were susceptible to hepatitis, so they had to give them a hepatitis B vaccine, and that was laced with HIV AIDS because of this kind of shipment and contamination of the monkeys and the chimps. Simian immunodeficiency virus from the chimpanzee is virtually the source of HIV AIDS. They're suppressing that. It's about 64% identical in genetics to the human AIDS virus, HIV-1. So this is the challenge we have that we're facing. And I'm in complete agreement with the caller. This is a demonic imposition, demonically possessed psychopaths who can lie and cheat and steal and do whatever they want to do because they've got the power. And we, the people, have got to stand against this and call these people to task. They've got to be indicted. They've got to be absolutely prosecuted, and they should be criminally tried for genocide, just like the Nuremberg trials.
Well, Doctor, I got a breaking headline here at the Liberty Daily, and it's where I get my news, the Liberty Daily. Dr. Fauci now wants children beginning at 6 months old to get three COVID-19 vaccinations beginning at the age of 6 months. You want to talk about demonic and criminal and satanic? It's all those things, isn't it, sir?
Yes, it is. It's disgusting. It's despicable. In my opinion, Dr. Fauci should go to the electric chair along with his cohorts. Specifically, I would say James Farrar, who's the Burroughs Wellcome, Europe's. You go back to the caller that raised the issue of what is Zion, the Elders of Zion, and what happened to America, the evolution of the United States of America from the banksters of Europe, the Rothschild banking cartel. You've got to look at the Rockefeller banking cartel that was financed by the partners Rothschild League. And you've got to look at the manifest destiny of how America came about in its current commercial operation. And you see the evolution of this organized crime. This is a century-old plot to basically conquer the world. Don't forget, China was a colony of England. Don't forget, India was a colony of England. Don't forget, all of the world's commerce has evolved from maritime operations. Maritime law is so important for that reason. The basis of, you look at the gold fringe around the American flag in these officials' offices, and you see that that's a maritime flag. And
right.
So this is what we're facing. We're facing a global enterprise, a mob, a racketeering enterprise that are run by criminal psychopaths who are satanically possessed and are advancing this kind of global operation. And unfortunately, in my opinion, the viruses, as important as they are, they're subordinate The real issue is what we're talking about. We're talking about global conquest based on fear and inducing people's behavior, misbehavior, self-intoxication. You know, again, the first caller that talked about how she's basically poisoning herself with nicotine and alcohol. And, you know, the fact of the matter is human beings are very susceptible to being seduced. And that's what is taking place through fear. The viruses are vitally important. Yes, we've got them, but the real issue...
Hold on, doctor. Hold on. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Doctor, you've got about 3 minutes here to summarize your thoughts for the week, sir.
Well, again, I just want to acknowledge you, John, for all the hard work that you put in to help people, to save lives, to awaken people to the dangers. So I really don't have much to say. I applaud you. I really do.
Well, thank you, sir. This is your forum once a week to get as much out as we can, sir.
Well, I just want everybody to know that I'm here as a guest by John's direction, and it's really, for me, an honor to be serving in this way. So thank you, John. Love you very, very much, and I think everybody that's listening should really applaud and pray for keeping John healthy and keeping RBN, and thank you for all the work that you've been doing behind the scenes after John's passing. It's keeping RBN going. It's been a really blessing for many, many people, and
it has been. It has been. Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate that. Well, Doctor, thank you very much for your kind words, and we look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
All right. God bless, John. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. I've turned to a website I didn't know about until about 2 weeks ago, The Liberty Daily. And that's their website, thelibertydaily.com. Their layout, the format, is very similar to Drudge, they call themselves the conservative alternative to the Drudge Report, which I haven't looked at in years. Drudge started out pretty good many years ago, but it became more incrementally more like the National Enquirer, and then it became liberal, and I'm done with Drudge, and I've been done with Drudge for many, many years. But the Daily Liberty, they're the real deal. They are the real deal, and they are now my home page. That's right. First thing I do when I turn on my various computers in the morning is I get the Liberty Daily updated frequently. Another place I like to get my news is Steve Quayle's website, stevequayle.com, and there's a lot there. Between the two, updated very frequently. I like that. There's always new news breaking. This story that I just mentioned to Dr. Horowitz, here's the headline. Shot Goblin Fauci says kids 6 months to 4 years old will get 3-shot series after political approval. The odds of a healthy person under age 18 dying from COVID are about the same as being struck by lightning. Almost non-existent. Almost non-existent. Now, we have verified a lot of deaths. But here's our break. We'll be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.